We are certainly honored to have you with us today. I know we have people still arriving, and I just want to make note of where we are with things. To my right is the family that we're supporting today. To my left is Fort Campbell Leadership. And we have a company over here that, and in the back, lots of soldiers with us today. I want to just take a moment to familiarize where we are. This is Maple Grove Road to many of us locals here. This is a state highway. We're basically between two county roads, Lancaster Road to my left, and Light Road up on top of the hill. Behind you, about 400 yards, the end of March of this year, was a tragic event took place. Today's our attempt at trying to symbolize what took place. I appreciate you all being here. We'll have several people on our program today, and we'll take part in it. But I just wanted to let you know that we're here to support you, and we're here for you. It's a tough day for a lot of us. It's a tough day, I know, for our family. This is hopefully the first of about three parts in this series of honoring our fallen soldiers. Today's attempt at a symbolic gesture of where this location was or thereabouts is the first part. We'll get to that today. The second part will be as we ask the General Assembly this winter and during the session of in Frankfort, State of Kentucky, to put out markers along Highway 6880, perhaps even I-24 as you approach Exit 65, the main exit into Cadiz and Trigg County. The third part, hopefully, will be a much larger memorial, permanent in statue and stature, that will be hopefully in the general vicinity of this of today's program. That the details are still being worked out, and I realize it has only been some 7 months, so that will be coming in the future, and we appreciate your willingness to be part of today's service, and hopefully when that takes place, you'll be part of that service as well. Good morning and welcome to the service today. Today is about much more than just a metal sign on a county road. This is our community's way of honoring the lives of nine of America's best. To the families who have experienced this great loss, thank you for traveling to be with us today. And please know that this community has grieved you with you since that fateful day in March. As we have all been forever changed by the events of that night, your loved one's life will be remembered by this community, and we place this sign here as a testament to that. Please accept our meager attempt today to honor their ultimate sacrifice. If you will please stand with me, I'm going to ask that the 101st Division Honor Guard please post the colors.
Mark time. March. Honor guard. Halt. Right turn. March. Ready? One. Two. Three. Four. Present. On. Order. On. Left turn. Mark. Forward. Mark. Left. 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 Right.
While you're still standing, I want to trick our own Trigg Countyans is here with us today to sing our national anthem. She's also the director at Murray State's Alumni Relations. Welcome to the podium, Ms. Carrie McGinnis. Carrie.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
While you're still standing, I'm going to ask Oak Grove Baptist Church Pastor Brother Nick Clark to come forward. To my right, your left, about a half a mile as the crow flies, is Oak Grove Baptist Church, and he is here today to pray over this service for his community. Brother Clark.
Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we assemble on what has become sacred ground here in our home. Father, we've come today to remember and to honor those who sacrificed so much for all of us. Father, the words of Jesus were that no greater love does someone know than he who has laid down his life for another. And Father, as we gather to assemble today, I want to pray especially for those family and friends and comrades of those who have fallen, those who have given this last full measure of devotion. Father, this is a hard day, but Father, we know that through the love of Christ, that we can have peace. Father, help us today to honor and to give honor to those whom honor is due. We thank you, Father, for those that continue to serve. We thank you, Father, for the blessings of liberty in this country that we live. Because of the brave, Father, we can live in the land of the free. And we thank you, Father, for the blessing of these United States and all those who serve in her uniform. We pray, Father, that you would guard our proceedings today, that we would do everything in honor of you. And we thank you, Father, for these that have given all. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
You may be seated. Family, just for a moment, I want to speak to you directly. When you do these kind of services or any service, you typically just start naming who all's here. I felt that was probably the wrong thing to do today, to just try to name everybody that was here in support of you, but I wanted to name a few. Not because it's anything but your day and your loved one's day, but simply to know who is here to put their shroud of love around you while you're here. And so if you'll bear with me just for a moment, let me introduce a few special guests that are here today with us. And as I do that, I know that I will admit someone that I do not need to, that you need to know is here, but I'm going to do my best. I might ask that you stand as I call your name, please. From Fort Campbell, Commanding General, Major General Brett Sylvia. General, good to see you. Command Sergeant Major Charles Walker. Colonel Ken Cole, 101st Airborne Division. Colonel Clint Cody. Garrison Commander Christopher Midberry. Thank you. And Command Sergeant Major Garrison Commander Chad Stackpole. We do have other guests with us today that I just wanted to make sure you are aware they were here to support you. We have four members from the state representatives from Kentucky's House. State Representative Mark Allen Hart, Representative Walker Thomas, Representative Jim Gooch, and Representative DJ Johnson. Thank you, gentlemen, for coming. Mayor Todd King, City of Katy's, is here with us today. James Hughes, Stier County Jailer, is here with us today. We have three magistrates that I saw on my fiscal court with us today. Pat Bush, Barry Littlejohn, Alana Baker Dunn is here. We have Judge Executive Jerry Gillen from Christian County with us today. Mayor Joe Pitts from Clarksville is here as well. Civilian aide to the Secretary of the Army, Kelly Pendleton, is here as well. Coroner John Mark Vinson is here with us. Trick County Sheriff Aaron Acree is here. Clerk Carmen Finley is here as well. And I know I'm losing and leaving out lots of important people, but I just wanted to let you get a sampling of who was here today to support you. I want to also make mention that we have the owners of the land that's here. Mr. and Ms. Evans are here today. They live in this house, on the property in the back where one of the helicopters crashed. We have also the Light family with us today in the back, and they are here. Grandmother is in the little side beside there. but their property is back to my right, the other property where the other helicopter crashed at. They were, and also let me go ahead and tell you this before I forget, at the end of today's service, if there's some of our family who wants to go back to that site location, they're more than willing to let you do that today. We have ATVs here side by side to take you back there. This is only for family and any of Fort Campbell leadership that would like to go as well. But we make that offer to you today. Give me just 1 second. Now this time I'm going to read the names of the 9 fallen soldiers that were taken way too early in their lives. I'm going to read those names, and at the end, family, I'm going to have some of my staff come by and present you with a yellow rose today, just as a token of our attempt to represent you as Gold Star families and survivors. Also, during that time period, Representative Hart is going to pass out to you citations from the General Assembly in the state of Kentucky. And so I want at least a representative from every family to receive these tokens of our appreciation. Staff Sergeant Joshua C. Gore, 25. Chief Warrant Officer 3, Zachary Esperanza, 36. Sergeant David Salinas, Jr., 23. Staff Sergeant Taylor Mitchell, 30. Sergeant Isaac J. Gayo, 27. Chief Warrant Officer 2, Rustin Smith, 32. Warrant Officer 1, Aaron Healy, 32. Sergeant Emily Marie Eve Bolanos, 23. Warrant Officer 1, Jeffrey Barnes, 33. This time, my staff is going to pass out to you a token of our appreciation for this county. It's certainly not much, but it does symbolize that our love and support for you and your family.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I am found, was blind, but now I see. The Lord has promised good to me. His word, my hope, secures. He will my shield and portion be. As long as life endures, when we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun.
This time I'm going to have Lieutenant Colonel Tyler Espinoza. Sir, if you would come with me up here to the podium. I have certainly over the years had the opportunity to introduce special guests. Today's no different. I always typically read a bio on the speaker. I haven't forgot to do that today, but I thought today was different. And I'll tell you what, I'll tell you the first time I met Colonel Espinoza. It was a bad night in March of this year. Pulled up on site and met this young man that was bewildered and horrified at what he was just witnessed and endured. I got to talk to the colonel there for a few minutes and realized that he was a strong person. He was a strong man. I've been around him 3 or 4 different times since that day. I'm going to appreciate you, Colonel. I know it's been tough on you. I want you to come to the podium today and speak to the crowd. Lieutenant Colonel Espinoza.
Good morning. State and community leaders, Major General Sylvia, Command Sergeant Major Walker, Colonel Cole, Colonel Cody, Mrs. Cody, Command Sergeant Major Williams Green, Mr. Phillips, battalion command teams, guests of the 101st Combat Aviation Brigade, friends of the Shadow Battalion, welcome this morning to this great event, especially to the dust-off team looking great over here. That's our medevac company where our 9 Eagles were lost. Most importantly, I'd like to extend a warm welcome to our Gold Star families here in the front rows. Your presence honors us this morning, and it honors the memories of your loved ones and our soldiers. A special thanks to the judge himself, Judge Humphreys, who spearheaded several efforts since 29 March to include this, the first of several memorials to remember our 9 Eagles. Words cannot express what the community here under your leadership has done for the families of the 101st and the families of the fallen. Thank you. I'd also be remiss if I didn't once again say thank you to the first responders, Sheriff Acree, and brothers from the 160th Special Operation Aviation Regiment. Tim Morgan, who's deployed right now, Ryan Norwood, Buddy Epting, Brian Talent. These gentlemen who stood on the sacred ground alongside me and my team that morning, shoulder to shoulder, with frozen feet, working tirelessly in both the literal and figurative darkness. The kind of emotional darkness that bonds humans together like nothing else. It's this sense of shared heartache, devastating loss, and love for fellow soldiers that I want to speak to you about for just a moment. What I'm actually describing is community. To a civilian, community is a geographically a close location filled with members of the same physical social network, sharing similar stories from commonly familiar people over generations. It's bloodlines, fathers, mothers, siblings who are born and raised with similar academic and religious educations. It's also multi-generational clans of people sharing and learning from different backgrounds for the common goal of keeping, instilling, and furthering their community. That's powerful. Those are things we as humans need to survive. To a military member, community takes on a whole new meaning. We are transients. 2 to 3 years at a time, moving through communities, new schools, new friends, new places to worship. We rarely share those bloodlines with the community. We didn't grow up playing or going to school in the same schools. I didn't play football against the Trigg Wildcats. What we do share between soldiers is just that, our identity as soldiers. So what forges a bond between the military community and the civilian community? I'd venture to say it's not the physical spaces that truly makes a community special. It's the people. It's the people's shared values, like those that surround Fort Campbell. It's the people who believe in loyalty, duty, respect. They believe in selfless service, honor, integrity, and personal courage. These are the virtues of a good citizen, a good human, regardless of age, race, gender, or religion. If you don't know, these are also the Army's values. But I bet if I pulled any citizens from Trigg County, I'd venture to say that those values are also at the top of their list. Why? It's because the American soldier comes from places like Katy's, Hopkinsville, Clarksville. We are knitted by the same fabric of people in this community who also have a servant's heart. To the folks of Trigg County, you have my personal gratitude for all that you have done and continue to do for our soldiers and our military families. You have my professional admiration for the way you helped manage the tragedy and helped to heal our military families through the use of the most powerful tool, community. Thank you for your loyalty to us. Thank you for instilling a sense of duty into your children who grew up. To become the firefighters who use the jaws of life to extract our fallen. Thank your citizens for showing respect to this site. Thank you for honoring our military community here today and for future generations. Thank you for being a community of integrity, full of folks whose moral compass is a leading example for others to follow. Thank you to the sheriff's deputies, coroners, paramedics, whose personal courage was exemplified, placing fear and shock and sadness aside to do what was necessary and right by our Nine Eagles. The Fort Campbell community is part of this community, and we are damn proud to say that Trigg County is part of ours. Thank you for your time. Thank you for sharing this moment with our air assault troopers. Thank you, and God bless.
This time we'll have Major Garrett Kuipers, commander of Charlie Company, 6th Battalion, 101st Aviation, come as well. I could have pulled your bio, but let me say just a word. Right out of the gate, I had a conversation with Major Kuipers, and there was some tough conversations we had immediately following that. Didn't take long to know that he was a real gentleman, a strong leader, and I want to have you take your turn at the podium, sir. Thank you, Major.
Colonel Spinoza already said it, but I also want to thank you, Gold Star family members, Judge Humphreys, Major General Sylvia, Sergeant Major Walker, Colonel Cole, Colonel and Mrs. Cole, Sergeant Major Williams Green. Charlie Company, and everyone else here, thank you. Today we gather here to commemorate a somber event that forever changed our lives in our community. The helicopter crash that claimed 9 lives, 9 Screaming Eagle soldiers. We come together not only to remember those we lost, but also to unveil a memorial sign that will mark the site on where they tragically perished. The pain of this tragic event still lingers in our hearts, and the void left by those we lost can never truly be filled. However, in this memorial sign, we find a way to honor their memory, to ensure they are not forgotten, and to share our grief together as a community. A unique thing about the Army, as compared to other large organizations, is the transientness of our people. As time marches on, the faces of Charlie Company will change until no one inside the company personally knew any of the fallen 9 soldiers. But those new faces will know the history of Charlie Company, the names of our fallen, and where they fell because of memorials like this sign. In that way, the sign will serve as a beacon of remembrance, a place where future generations of Eagle Dust Offers can come to learn of our history and the resilience of its soldiers and families. While this sign and this site will be a place for us to grieve, it will also be a place for reflection, for storytelling, and for healing. Because out of the darkness, chaos, and destruction of that night, eventually came the dawn. And the dawn reveals a peaceful meadow, a quiet creek, and farmland as far as the eye can see. It is a peaceful place where I've come many times over the past 6 months to sit, reflect, and remember. They were your loved ones. They were my soldiers and friends. And I, as you, miss them dearly. This place reminds me to cherish every moment we have with our loved ones and to live our lives to the fullest. Memorial efforts like this and the monument that will be erected at Fort Campbell stand as a promise that we will never forget these brave 9 soldiers who are training to uphold the most sacred mission, to save human life. To all of you who have joined us today, I want to thank you for your support, your strength, and your love. As we gather on this sacred ground, let's remember that we are not alone in our grief and that our community is a source of boundless support. In conclusion, let us not forget the significance of the space that this sign marks. And as we stand here together, let us vow to carry their memories with us, to continue the healing process, and ensure that their legacy lives on. Dust off. Thank you.
Thank you, Major Kuipers. Gentlemen, I know that was not easy. And very heartfelt emotions there. Family, I just wanted you to know that there was also a certainly very important group that I failed to mention earlier was that representative from Governor Beshear's family and team was here today also to lend their support to you from Commonwealth of Kentucky. You all have just heard heartfelt words from these speakers, the colleagues and friends of our heroes. As Judge Executive of Tree County, I have a different perspective. I, like many in this crowd here today, never knew your loved one. On that fateful night, March 29, 2023, everything as we know it changed. Dear family, I cannot pretend to know the pain you've experienced and continue to go through. I know the loss has been almost too much to bear, and I'm sure you have doubted lots of things and have wondered how you will go on. You surely must have had doubts attending today's service, not knowing if the pain would be worth the trip. I hope you leave here today feeling that it was a good decision. But I want you to know this, that in your darkest hour, this community did everything within its power to ensure the utmost care and respect was given to your loved one during this tragedy. I, like our first responders, sheriffs, fire departments, and so many others, EMTs, was here all night and witnessed our fire, rescue, and coroner's office serve you, this community, and our nation in exemplary fashion. I know this must be tough to hear, but I want you to hear it, to understand that we knew that night we were honoring America's finest young men and women. The word hero is tossed around a lot these days. A great quarterback, a singer, a great three-point shooter, or somebody in a blockbuster movie. But someone who will sign up as a volunteer to join a group that preserves freedom for our country and its citizens, all the while knowing that their work is extremely dangerous, whether overseas or here at home. Coupled with the harsh realities that even the simplest and most widely accepted amenities, including family time, can be so challenging to acquire. That is my hero. As was mentioned earlier, the Bible tells us in John 15:13, that greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. I am also reminded, as we unveil this sign in just a few moments, of another passage of Scripture, Joshua 4:4-7. This is where the 12 representatives were commanded to take 12 stones across the Jordan River. Then Joshua called the 12 men whom he had prepared of the children of Israel, out of every tribe a man. And Joshua said unto them, Pass over before the ark of the Lord your God into the midst of Jordan, and take up ye up every man of you a stone upon his shoulder, according unto the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, that this may be a sign among you, that when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, What means ye by these stones? Then ye shall answer them, that the waters of the Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord. And when it passed over Jordan, the waters of Jordan were cut off, and these stones shall be for a memorial unto the children of Israel forever. This sign to my right is just metal and post. But years from now, when children ask their mothers and fathers, What took place here? Let this be a memorial that says, Here is where freedom was preserved, where men and women gave their lives so we can still call this land of the free and home of the brave. Please bow with me for a moment of silence. Thank you. At this time, I'm going to have Brandon Calhoun, our road foreman, is going to come, and he is going to, with some of his staff, is going to unveil the sign that is erected along this Maple Grove Road. After this service is concluded, family, you all do and come and share and take pictures as you will. Crash site, HH60 Blackhawks, 29 March, 2023. When this is over with, I'm going to have my folks move this podium up out of the way where family can come and take pictures as we conclude today's service. Don't forget that if you do wish to go back to the location of the crash site, we have staff available here to take you back there. Just know this has been our meager attempt at trying to let you know that this community loves you, appreciates you, and loves the service that our men and women give every day. Retire the colors.
Mark time, march, honor guard, halt, right turn, march, preset, on. Order, on. Left turn, march, forward, march, left, 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 right, left, left,
Again, thank you all so much for coming. We didn't know what to expect today with our number and crowd, but this has been far exceeded our expectations. This is just a random Monday morning, right? But we've had a great service today. I thank you all for being part of it, being present. Thank you for the service that your family has given. And Fort Campbell, thank you for the service that you continue to give and protect our country and its way of life. Thank you all. May God bless. Have a good day.